Morning Team Musical Interlude on WSGW. It's 8:25. You're with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie.
Wow, funny. I was listening to this on my way in this morning.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's a good song. All ends with beginnings. And I know why you're playing it.
Yes. The planet spinning. Of course, the question we have. All right, Lewis, were you listening this to your... Well, I couldn't say. I guess I couldn't say you're listening to it on your way in this morning. Did, maybe walking down
I might have heard it when I walk from one room to the other. I'm not sure.
Because I'm sure that Daft Punk is on your playlist.
High on my list, yes, absolutely. Whoever they are.
This song featuring Pharrell Williams and...
Oh, I know him.
Nile Rodgers.
Nile Rodgers, indeed.
Yeah, that lost me.
From LaChic.
That the really 70s. Lost me.
Yeah, you don't remember them from the 70s.
No.
Oh, man.
Oh,
freak
What's
out.
What's the name of the group? What's the name?
This
LaChic?
Well, that was from...
That was from the 70s.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
This song is Get Lucky. It's from Daft Punk.
Yeah, I remember this.
Well, this was, and I had forgotten this, because of course I don't pay attention to award shows, but I had to read the information that says in 2014, this is the song that won a Record of the Year, the first electronic group to gain Record of the Year, plus from that album they had, Random Access Memories, which won 4 awards that night.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, the unfortunate thing is, the announcement is what, Pat Johnston?
That they are breaking up. That Daft Punk is no more. But they've been around since the 90s.
I can't believe it says 28 years?
Yeah, they've been around for a long time.
All punked out, huh?
Then they used to have those electric festivals in Detroit.
I think they still do.
And the thing about Daft Punk is they always wore these kind of space-like outfits that you... They didn't want anybody really knowing what they looked like. I mean, you can find a picture of the two guys. You can find pictures, but really, they
it's
did a good...
Like almost like the Blue Man Group don't want you to know what they look like.
Right, or I was going to also say, kind of like ZZ Top.
Yeah.
You know, those two guys had the, I can't remember their names, but they had the long beards, and, you know, if they didn't have them, you wouldn't know what they look like.
And that's the only reason I ever knew with the group. I'm not sure if I ever knew about who they were. I knew their music just because it was popular.
Right.
But it's like, who are these guys dressed in these helmets and just kind of bopping along?
Right. But very influential. I mean, a lot of people always try to duplicate their sound. And just to see how influential they were, just listen to that song again. I mean, that they were able to get Pharrell Williams and Nile Rodgers to play with them. And I believe on that album, Julian Casablancas from The Strokes was also on there, collaborated with them, along with many, many other artists.
Yeah. So the breakup, who gets to keep all the silly costumes?
They'll keep them when they make a return.
Exactly.
You think so? Yes. There you go.
Yeah. Unlikely to make the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and store them there.
They might.
They might.
Those guys, they sold so many albums.
That's a challenge.
They sold so many albums.
Many groups have to break up before they make the Hall of Fame.
Right.
And if you really want to know more, they announced their breakup after 28 years in an 8-minute video titled Epilogue.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to check it out, Daft Punk, unfortunately, no more.